We have the head coach of the Saskatoon Blades here with us. The live interview segment is underway, and it's a presentation of Courtesy Plumbing and Heating. They have earned the reputation for doing the job right the first time. And, Coach, I think you have to be pretty pleased with the way your effort from the team was tonight, bouncing back after losing to this same team in a shootout. I know you were happy that night. As you told me that post-game, you were pretty happy with your team's play. Did they exceed that tonight?
I thought work-wise, yes. Am I a little low here, Les?
Yeah, you are a little low. I don't know why. Anyway, keep talking. I'll fix you up here right away. Let's see.
How am I now? How's that?
There's the reason why. See, that's what happens when we let the rush use our equipment.
There we go.
There you go. Now you're back. There you go. Okay.
Yeah, I thought it was actually even better in terms of work than last game, especially considering the circumstances of being very, very, very short. I was very proud of the team, honestly.
I was going to say, 16 skaters, that's two below what you're allowed to have. Two Cage Brigade members, so really only 14 regulars. The Cage Brigade guys gave you some big minutes. They were able to help out a lot. But really, you were basically a three-line, two-defense pairing type of team tonight.
Yeah, and by the end of the game, we had 9 forwards and 5 D because we lost a couple guys. So it was just kind of next man up, let's go. I think it started, honestly, with how we defended. I thought our goaltending was very good. I thought our D were very elite, especially playing attacks tonight. I didn't think we backed up and backed up and backed up. I thought we were much more assertive in the neutral zone, and that forces dump-ins, and that, you know, gives up half the amount of shot attempts when you can force dump-ins versus allowing possession entries. So I think it started there.
How much of that, though, comes from just the way the game was being played? There was a nastiness between the two sides, a dislike between the two sides, and maybe that leads to being able to be assertive a little bit more than what you normally would be.
Yeah, I liked it, actually. I thought it was great for our team in terms of learning how you handle those situations. Like, this is not the first time nor the last time this is going to occur. So to be a championship team, you have to handle that kind of nastiness the correct way. I thought in the first period we did not. And then I thought in the second period, the prime example, although it happened with Hansen, it happened with Chuck Wright. I think the prime example is Trevor Wong on the penalty kill gets hit on the boards in the neutral zone by two guys, gets a little cross-check, you know, a little extra. And instead of any retaliation or anything like that, he just got back in the play, creates a turnover, and him and Parsi score that goal. Like, that's how you have to handle that, as opposed to getting in this tit-for-tat, ego-driven thing. You have to just skate away and worry about your next shift and not the ego of it.
All right.
Yeah, and what can you say about Trevor Wong this year? Obviously, 60 points on the year. He might be the first guy with 100 here in a long time. And just obviously the points are one thing, but just his overall leadership and drive. And like you said, he takes hits, and he's obviously not the biggest guy on the ice.
Yeah, I thought he was a monster tonight. I mean, okay, by the end of the game, Parsi has played 3 games at center. He's been here for 3 years, and he played wing for 3 years. And then the last 3 games he's played at center, so God bless him. Like, he's done really well at it. He's a really smart kid. But then, you know, Hansen leaves the game early, and so now I have one center in Wonger, and then Calvert, God bless him, has played wing the whole time he's been here as well, and he plays center. But for Trev to go out and defend the way he did and skate the way he did, I mean, he was explosive offensively. That, what did Doss call it, a flying saucer to par for the goal was high-end skill. But the other side of it is the other side of the puck, which is he played really hard and competitively defensively.
And obviously you guys acquired Alexander Suslov yesterday, and we've joked in the past about how you and the coaches are always on the phone kind of late at night with all the possibilities. I'm sure that's happening. Just how excited are you of all the possibilities you have power playing within the lineup too?
Yeah, I'm really excited to get Alex here. I'm really excited to get him up to speed. I'm excited for our team to get together, honestly. We expected the kind of in and out and stuff early in the season just because of what we have. We have a really, really good hockey team. So we kind of expected this movement, and now is the time, once everyone's here and back together, to really build this as a team. Because for us, it's not just an all-star team. Go and grab whoever you can and spend every, like, that's not the case. The thing that has made me fall in love with the Saskatoon Blades and our players, and I think the fans too, is that this is a team. And we showed it last year, and that is so important to us that we maintain that, because that's our strength. And so when everyone gets here, man, we're going to be together a lot, and we're going to be team building and growing and turning it into a team for come playoff time.
Winning Wednesdays are great, especially when the people who get tickets on Winning Wednesday actually come to the next game like they did today, 7,500. That was a great crowd on hand here tonight. And again, the atmosphere was electric, especially when the fans started to get upset with the officials.
Yeah. The last two games, I've been looking around for Connor Bedard to see if he's playing, because they've been so big. But it seems that this team has caught the attention of the city a little bit, and we're glad for that. We want to bring a championship so badly to this city. Having never accomplished that, we have our regular season goals. We want to hang a banner. That's our regular season goal. But honestly, we want to win a championship, and we want to do it for this city. Everyone here loves it here. So.
Absolutely. All right, Coach. Congratulations on the victory tonight. You're doing it shorthanded and with not regular players. Keep it going. We'll see you on Friday night in Regina.
Will do.
Head coach Brendan Sawney of the Saskatoon Blades.